What's poppin', people? It's Dante, currently walking along Boathouse Row. Look at how beautiful the Schuylkill River Trail is here in Philadelphia. Just a beautiful space. And so today I'm thinking about primal fitness. What is primal fitness? Primal health goals. Yeah, this is interesting. You know, I'm walking right now with the Vibram Five Finger LX version. They're the knit version. They're pretty great. I've been wearing them for 2 years. And yeah, that was probably the start of my little like primal health journey. Just removing the shoes and just marching, right? You know, what's interesting is, you know, all these people biking and running and rattling their bones around, you know, sitting on the bike and you're getting like a hemorrhoid. It's having this like hard thing riding up your ass. Just like sitting in an uncomfortable position that's very unnatural. Whereas, you know, I'm just walking, I'm just being, I'm standing upright, my shoulders are back, my head is up. You know, I've got a strong gait. I'm walking slowly, not like speed walking or anything. I'm just walking at a moderate, normal pace. My sun is, my shirt is off. I have the sun directly on my skin. No sunscreen, right? Just direct sun exposure. I have 5-inch license to train Lululemon shorts. They're short, right? They're 5 inches, so I'm exposing my skin basically as much as possible. I'll even roll these up. Like, can I just roll these up? And so, yeah, the goal is to stay in the sun. So, like, right now I'm looking over across the street and there's shade. So I'm actually crossing the street right now merely so I can stay within the sunlight and just keep walking towards the sun. And my radical thought around this idea of primal health is that it's so simple and yet so profound. I think like all the, like a lot of these people on the trail that are running, you know, they're trying to like lose weight, you know, they're trying to like reach their health goals by putting themselves in a caloric deficit through engaging in cardio that will allow them to burn calories. But my thought is that calories and these like modern notions around fitness are the ultimate scam. And if I could take like let's say you're obese or like you have metabolic health syndrome and you're unhealthy and you want to improve your health, all you need to do is buy some barefoot shoes, throw them on your feet, walk in the sunlight throughout the entirety of the day. You know, I'm going to be completely straight up. My life goal is to essentially, number one, never miss a sunrise again. Number two, and so that's a very primal health thought, right? Circadian rhythm, just waking up with the sun, going to sleep with the sun. I mean, come on, this is like basic shit here. You don't need an alarm clock. You need to get good deep sleep first and foremost, and that's why I prioritize the sun. Because when I set my body in the sunlight, I'm aligning my circadian rhythm, my natural biological clock that tells me when to wake up, that tells me when to go to sleep. And essentially, this is the foundation of vitality and primal health, is aligning with the sun and getting proper sleep. So just figured I'd throw that out there. And then secondly, my goal, you know, my goal being to like rise with the sun and to like just literally never miss another sunrise, is because I think through that chasing the light and following the light and waking up for the sunrise, I'm essentially fueling my vitality in the most primal way possible, which is through the deep sleep that I then receive each and every night. And so that comes through actually putting in physical work throughout the day. And so my second audacious and crazy goal is I essentially never want to sit down during the day, right? And so I genuinely, I don't think in the past 3 years have sat down. Like, I genuinely am always standing upright and walking throughout the day. Even if I need to do stuff at the computer, I bought a standing desk so I don't have to sit down, right? And so if you're ever wondering where Dante is, I'm outside in the sunlight walking and standing upright. And so by the time the day is coming to an end, I'm going to obviously be fatigued. I'm going to get deep sleep. And so like the other radical thought I have is like, You don't even need a lift, like, you should lift weights. Like, let's just be real. But I don't even, like, I think most people, they just need to, like, walk. And I think the crazy sad truth is, like, we're mostly spent indoors, sedentary, in these, like, loser cars, driving to work, and then sitting in an office for the entirety of the day in air-conditioned systems, which is causing metabolic health issues at scale. And this is the ultimate tragedy of modern life. And so I suggest, if you're going to engage with this sort of like primal health journey of just like stripping down to the most simple thing, like walking barefoot and in the sunlight, you can purchase a weighted vest and walk with the weighted vest on your body, which is then adding resistance to your full body. And so when you're walking, the goal is to strengthen your core, your legs, your feet, and then your back, your spine, your posture. And so from the ground up, through wearing barefoot shoes, you're retraining yourself how to walk, you're strengthening your feet, you're strengthening your calves, you're strengthening your thighs, your legs, your quads, and you're strengthening your core. And so when I'm walking, my core is tight. You know, I have my core flexed a bit. You know, when I'm walking, my core is naturally tight. And that allows me to have the proper structure on my back where I'm standing upright. You know, and then through aligning yourself this way, over time you can add some weight and you can get a weighted vest. I have a 40 pound plate carrier from Rogue. You know, you can get a variety of different weights. 40 pounds is pretty heavy. There's other weights you can use. And you just train yourself that way through resistance using a weighted vest. And yeah, I think that essentially with the primal health journey I've been on is eating animal-based foods. And so I stay this is my personal philosophy. I like fasting, but it's not through like a lens of health. It's more so a lens of like mental health or like mental clarity, where I don't want to have decision fatigue throughout the day. I'm a photographer, so I like to be sharp and recognize patterns and be on my toes and be able to respond with my gut and my instinct, with my intuition. And so I genuinely believe through fasting, you heighten your intuition, and I believe it puts you in a clairvoyant state. And so I don't eat until the sun is setting. I usually eat like 1 hour before the sun starts to set. That's just how I align myself. And so I eat one meal a day, but when I break my fast, I feast. I eat at least 3 pounds of red meat. And so the biggest life hack that I've basically found in life is going directly to an Amish farmer in Lancaster. So I have the privilege of living in Philadelphia and I have access to the best, highest quality grass-fed beef that you can possibly find in the country in Lancaster, Pennsylvania from the Amish farmers. And so I found an Amish farmer that I purchase beef in bulk from. And so I have hundreds of pounds of beef in a deep freezer that I have within my home. And so I go directly to the source and purchase the highest quality grass-fed beef and have hundreds of pounds of it for the next few months, right? And so I need about 2 cows per year. And so I buy a half cow when I go to the Amish farmer. And I found that this then eliminates all decision fatigue, where you have your food, you have your meat, that thing that is going to satiate you and give you the energy and vitality that you need through synthesizing the hormones within your cells, such as testosterone, which then makes you powerful, which then gives you vitality and has you wake up with clarity. Right? And then it's just like, what else do you really need? I don't know. I mean, you can eat certain vegetables that I've eaten are only fermented cabbage, like kimchi, because I found it to be good for digestion and health. So before you eat your red meat, you can eat like a few bites of kimchi and then just eat your meat. And then also pasture-raised, organic, cage-free eggs, like these really fancy eggs. Just buy the most expensive eggs that you find in the grocery store. And so I find that the quality of the food that we consume is the most important. And so, yeah, just look at the like fancy, like high-tier eggs and just eat those. And then one thing I've been doing, and this is only because I've been training in boxing, is I've been drinking raw milk mixed with raw honey as a way for me to give myself natural electrolytes and hydration because I'm sweating profusely at these boxing events and things that I'm doing in the gym. And so when it comes to the gym, you know, we mentioned walking, weighted vest. Honestly, like, just buy some gymnastic rings and get good at doing pull-ups and push-ups and dips. Otherwise, I have a Rogue squat rack in my home. I do pull-ups, push-ups, dips, pistol squats. I'll do dumbbell shoulder raises. I'll do dumbbell curls. And honestly, like, that's it. Like, I'll do some yoga though. I'm doing an Ashtanga yoga course right now. I'm always doing yoga in the morning to stretch, but I've been doing Ashtanga yoga and boxing. But all you really need to do, and I only do one set, okay? I do one set to failure, pull-ups, push-ups, dips, pistol squats, shoulders, biceps, and just fucking move on with your day, man. Just do one set and move. We're primal. We're not toiling. We're just walking, and we're existing, and we're being, and we're out in the sun, and we're barefoot. We're sun-kissed, and we're tall, and we're sexy, and we're eating meat, and our testosterone is higher than 99% of humanity, and we're powerful, and we're getting deep sleep. And also take cold showers and hot baths every morning and every night, and you'll feel like $1 million. But again, am I simplifying everything? I think so. I think that's the primal way. It's just like there should be no complications. What are the macronutrients of this and that? What are the micro movements and microfiber? Like, dude, what are you fucking talking about? Like, just do some pull-ups. Do them like once a day. Go for a walk in the fucking sun. Take, you know, a cold shower and a hot bath for recovery to reset your nervous system. Do some fasting, you know, even if you need to, just wait until like noon. You know, I'm radical, I just eat one meal a day, but you can just wait till noon, is that okay? And eat red meat, it's good for you. It's the most nutrient-dense food. You don't really need vegetables. And, yeah, get the barefoot shoes. I don't know. It's so simple. The primal health journey, it's like, how were our great-great-great-great-grandfathers living and operating? It's like, the modern world is just sucking the vitality out of us, and so harness that power from the sun. That's all. Oh, there's Washington. Badass.